Okay,
we'd like to welcome everybody here. We're going to start with the land acknowledgement that we'd like to acknowledge.
Capital assets being your vehicle purchase of
$83,000, computer and equipment purchase of about $57,000, and then there were also a few bigger invoices being on your strategic planning that were in the second half of the year, whereby you could claim that HST back. So at the end of March, you had a little bit more receivable, $34,000, than you had in the past, and than you would generally have. Capital assets has been a pretty busy year. The main areas of capital assets is your books. So you had $108,000 added to your books. You had about $83,000 in your vehicle, and then computer and equipment was about $57,000. After then, you depreciate or you amortize those assets of about $170,000, and that net addition brings you up to the $555,000 in capital assets. Deferred revenue, so we do have a note on deferred revenue, and I'll flip to the deferred revenue note because it's it's an important note for you to see, and it's on page 8, note 5, and that particular note has all of the amounts that you've received in advance for specific things. So these are all earmarked for specific things. The largest being your building improvement. So there's $249,000 left in your building improvement fund that you had collected last year. So you had it last year, the cash was in the bank. You've only spent $450 towards that during the current year. And you'll see some of the other bigger ones, delivery vehicle equipment grant of $100,000. This year you spent $83,000. There's $16,000 left in that particular item. So those are the main areas of deferred revenue. You'll also see that food security was a pretty large one that you had last year. You spent $41,000. In expenses in the current year, and I'll talk to that when we get to the income statement a little bit more. And then in your library development fund, the $42,000 that was there last year, that was used towards the strategic planning. I'll point out where those expenses are in your financial statements when we get back to the income statement. So this is a pretty important schedule. It shows and explains why your cash has gone down, largely as a result of the spending of the money, and that's what's supposed to happen. So that's not a bad thing. Your cash is down. It's supposed to go down and spend that money. So from a net assets point of view, you have $523,000 total net assets. Your capital reserve is at $23,091, and your operating reserve is $41,810. You did not have to make any transfers from those funds this year. Everything that you did, you were able to cover off in your operating budget during the year. On the income statement, or the statement of operations, which is on page 2, it shows your revenues and your expenditures. The total revenues are up $77,000 for the year. Most of that is the recognition of the revenue that you receive. So a lot of the grant revenue that we just talked about, deferred revenue. So the stuff that we say is recognized in the current year, a lot of that, most of that actually is running through your province of Nova Scotia through your grants. On the expense side, your expenses went up $80,000, $80,477. And a few things have been driving that number. So your salaries line item is up $23,000, which is about 3.2%. So that's in line with just cost of living increases. From a French language perspective, there was a decrease in the wages. I believe last year you had 2 people working there, and this year there was 1. So you would have seen some reduction in wage costs. In your library projects, grants, and programming, so in the $75,000, that is where the expenses relating to your strategic planning and your food security programs, that's where those are going through. So that's why you see a pretty significant increase in your library projects, grants, and programming line items. Under professional fees, so in your professional fees, you did have to incur some additional costs this year on engineering assessments and mold assessments after having the water issues, and that is where the costs relating to the engineering relates is in professional fees. You did also have a $12,000 increase in IT, and that is information technology, IT, that is in your integrated library systems, and that's why you're up from $23,000 to $36,000. Those are the main areas of change for the year in your financial statements. So after you consider the changes in revenue and expenses, you had a net surplus for the year of $5,200 compared to $8,700 last year. So pretty much considered to be a break even. $5,000 on $1.4 million is pretty close to breaking even, I would bet. So this statement shows the, so this is page three, this statement shows the activity between all of your net assets, and the ones that probably matter the most is what's in your capital and operating reserve. So they've only changed by interest that has been allocated to those funds. So you'll see that they were both grew very slightly this year, but there was no transfers out of the funds during the year. You're unrestricted, so that's your surplus that has no restrictions on it whatsoever. It's accumulated over the years, it's $46,000. It did go down this year because there were a few things that were unusual. You did contribute some money towards some of the capital as well as some of those increased costs that I mentioned related to the engineering piece on the flood. So some costs there that wouldn't have been expected. So it did go down, but it's still in a positive position, which is good. On the cash flows, your cash flow, the cash did go down by $102,000. As I mentioned earlier, that's not a bad thing. It means that you were spending some of the money that you had in advance on the projects that you received. So that is not a terrible thing. It's expected. So when you look, what I look at generally is I will look at what's my deferred revenue. So when I look at the set of statements, I look, what's my deferred revenue and how much money do I have in the bank? And if your deferred revenue is more than you have in the bank, you have a problem. Okay, that means that you were using money set aside for specific purposes for operations. You are not in that position, so your deferred revenue is $411,000. There's $482,000 in the bank, so you have enough money in the bank to cover the things that need to be done with specific purpose. So that's not a bad thing. Look at last year; you were pretty much bang on. And the reason last year that was the case was because you had a big receivable that last year that you wouldn't normally have. So that puts you a little bit closer on your cash, your operating cash piece, but this year you can see that the unencumbered cash is about $70,000 at the end of March. The notes in the financial statements have not changed. So what you will see then when you move through page 7 and onward towards the back of the statements is some things there that give you a little bit more information of what happened. So note 2 on page 7 is where your capital assets happened. And here's where I talked about earlier, your books, $108,000, your automobile, $83,000, and the rest of the equipment of about $57,000. And the depreciation on that for the year was $170,000. At the end of the year, there was nothing outstanding to the government for government report remittances. Everything was paid, and as a matter of fact, they were paid in advance before the end of the year. There was nothing outstanding, so as a director's point of view, there were no government remittances that were outstanding and owing to CRA on payroll. We discussed deferred revenue. So there was a fair bit of change. There was a lot of activity there, some big spends within your grants, which is good. So you're utilizing the money towards what it was used for. And then deferred contributions. So all the capital that you purchased during the year, which was $248,000. $108,000 of that was funded by an external source, and most of the rest is your book additions, which is covered off in your budget. So pretty much all of your capital was paid for during the year. And the way that it's accounted for is that it gets deferred and amortized at the same time as the asset, so that there's no impact on your bottom line. So that's a little bit of the way the accounting works on deferred contributions. Your schedule of revenue is on page 10. So the first one being the province of Nova Scotia. Included in the operating grant is the bridge funding. So that number includes the regular funding formula plus the bridge funding that you would have received for the current year. And then you have your Acadiana grant, the equity grant. And then included in others would be where the recognition of the special project revenue for things like your strategic plan and your food security programs. That's where that is running through as revenue. And that's where it offsets the costs that we had talked about in the grant line item. From municipalities, there's been no change, and there's been very little change in your other source revenue during the year. That's it for the statement. So it was a pretty good year, break even, lots going on, very busy. So lots of projects, some unexpected building issues. So lots happening here, but I think overall the results were good. You did not have to use your reserves for the capital stuff that happened, and you had a positive bottom line with a break even or a small surplus of $5,282. Any questions on the numbers?
Yeah, I have Darren. Can you hear
me?
Yes. We are considering, because of mold and some water damage, of getting rid of most of the books in the basement. It's quite a collection. I would expect that most of them would be amortized down to nothing because they're such an old collection. But how would that affect their bottom line?
It won't.
Okay.
No. So what? I mean, it's a really tough thing, right? Because if you look at note two books, that's been the accumulation of your collection over years and years and years and years.
Right.
Reality is there's probably books in that set, in that number, that no longer exist, right?
Okay.
They either didn't come back or they were damaged. But if you were to be able to quantify what you may have to get rid of, you may reduce your books, but you would also reduce the amortization of the books.
Right.
So it would be a net zero to your bottom line.
Okay, thank you. The next question is, we discussed as a board selling this headquarters and renting. What would that do to our bottom line?
So the land and building are on the books for about, $350,000. So anything you earn over and above that on a sale would be a gain. So you have a profit on it. And if you were to sell less than that, you would have a loss. Now that would, rather than, so at the end of the day, what it would mean is that it would have no impact on your unrestricted balance. So your accumulated surplus wouldn't be affected by that. Your investment in capital assets is where you would have an impact on that if you were to sell.
And where would we put that money, in the capital reserve or?
I don't believe that your policy for capital reserve requires it to go in there. So usually people will move to the capital reserve on sale of capital reserve.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Do you understand French, Darren?
No, unfortunately, no.
Well, just talk about the last name. It might be Shetty Camp. Okay. Any other questions, Darren?
No.
Kind of a convoluted meeting. We appreciate your patience with us.
Darren.
No problem.
Darren, on just a question before you go about an unrelated topic. We're considering. We're considering having a temporary staffing position approved by the board, but not in the budget. Just because we're not sure we'll be able to fill it and so on. I feel like that will be manageable within our salary line for the most part. Any issues if the board does approve that you could see?
No, I mean, that would be another one of the things where, you know, that's probably one of the things you may at the end of next year, you either run a deficit if you do it and you're able to fill it and all other things balance out, or maybe something that you would want to use your operating reserve for.
Okay.
But, like, you know, you do have 46,000 in unrestricted funds. So, you know, if everything else being equal was fine, and you went over your budget by 10 grand for a salary position, you're not getting into a problems scenario.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Any other questions?
Okay. No.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Darren. Appreciate the, like I say, the patience and hanging in there, and hopefully we'll continue the good relationship we have with you and the staff here at Eastern Counties.
All good. If there's ever any questions, and Laura knows where I'm at, if there's any questions, let me know. Throughout the process of even if you decide to sell, how it would make it look once you get closer to maybe having a number, we can certainly work with you to tell you how that's going to work through your financial statements.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yep. Have a good summer.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, next item is NSLA.
Okay, thank you, Claude, for hanging in there. Tell us if you have to go. We'll rush things.
No, it's all right.
Oh, good. So the Business Arising was the follow-up on the NSLA conference communication. I did draft a letter in the hopes that we could arrive at a conclusion.
Well, you're not saying no forever, right?
No, we're leaving it vague. I mean, if we got a bunch of money, why would we not participate?
Well, it's not. Is it money or time, staff?
It's both. It's money for staff time and it's capacity, and we're very full up with the building for the next couple of years. I'm very hesitant to take on a commitment. I know that we cannot possibly do well or do it all necessarily. And I know that certainly Michelle and Amanda would agree that it is really not feasible for us to host a conference for the province.
And I think the job posting that you shared for the conference coordinator really highlighted the fact that this is a full-time job in and of itself to convene a conference.
Yeah.
Unless things significantly change, it's just...
In the interest of clarity, we should tell people we're not in a position to do it, because that gives them an opportunity to either come back with additional resources and so on, or just make other plans.
Somewhere
else. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to send that out.
If I have a motion.
Yeah. So move. Somebody move that we send the letter.
So we just got the letter, right?
Yeah, we just got it.
Yeah, so I'm just reading it.
Yeah. No worries. Mm-hmm.
Whose turn is it?
Odds.
I'll move.
Then so moved that we send the letter to the SLA. Is there a seconder?
The Do you want to do your signature?
Sure, go ahead. Thank you, Clover.
No, thank you.
Question? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Well, thank you. Okay, ministerial correspondence.
You did have that letter. How do you feel about it? Can we forward it?
Which one is that?
This one. Aunt Dave Ritchie.
Yeah.
Ritchie.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Ritchie.
Oh, great. Minister Ritchie.
Yes.
I make a motion to send the letter.
I'll second that one.
Okay. It's been duly moved and seconded to send a letter to the minister. Any questions? Hearing none, all those signify by saying aye.
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 Contrary-minded? Motion carried. Update on council presentation.
I have presentations booked in Guysboro and Richmond County in September. And then I'm just waiting to hear from Sherbrooke, which might be September. July is not convenient for you guys. So I look forward to hearing from you, James, on the subject.
I will approach our much vacationing staff to see if this has been addressed.
And September could be a better time anyway, as we may have more information. They just reconvened the Library Funding Formula Committee. They just sent out an invite today.
Excuse me?
Yeah, they just sent out a vote today.
To?
Review the situation. So there's going to be a meeting in late July.
Of the?
Library Funding Formula Committee I served on last year. So they
that was supposed to report by now?
Well,
they did report.
Yeah, we did report. So there.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, I definitely a movement.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They remembered you.
And I will say briefly that council presentations have been kind of odd in that Port Hawkesbury was definitely the best because Blaine played a key role there, but a lot of councilors don't know what our current services are. And then at the end of the presentation on funding, I'm being asked about long ago decisions or past things, and it's kind of a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fine, it's just that some of these questions are not things I had an opportunity to prepare, nor are they the content of the presentation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a little different that way.
So you hear that? No history?
No, I have one of those people. I will.
Yeah. So
I have a big gavel.
Yeah, so it's not on the agenda, and I mean, I could come back, it's just that it's off the top of my head. So anyway, it's been a little different. So that's all I have on that one.
And the draft first year strategic
update? Yeah, could we approve that, possibly, to get that out? Do you want the
rest of the suggestions during the last meeting?
Yeah, next step.
Yeah, no, hang on. It is actually the plan that was revised.
Wait, now we have another piece of paper?
No, it came out in the package.
A new piece of paper?
There you go.
You mean that one?
Yeah, no, that's next steps. This is Israel's strategic operational plan.
Oh, okay.
That one. Yeah.
So we're going to send this out.
If you approve it, then we can launch it.
Yes, I did read it, and I have no questions or comments.
Okay. Well, we like that.
Yeah.
I just need some time. No,
no, I like the projects and that. Yeah. There's one that caught my eye because it wasn't noted at all.
Okay, which one's?
I think it's something to say.
St. Peter's?
The Shetty Camp Library, coordinate the last page, I guess. There's nothing.
Coordinate with them during the renovations at Shetty Camp. They are. Those renovations include accessibility, so
okay.
We just have to get the books out of the way for the flooring, because that's a bit of a safety issue.
So we're just
waiting here.
That wasn't the one. It was the volunteer recruitment development?
Oh, yeah. Well, volunteers are always purported by our various partners as a solution to problems.
Yes.
And so Michelle and I are going to look at our volunteering process and our recruitment process.
And the legality.
Volunteers are covered by our insurance currently if they are engaging in activities which we deem to be appropriate and safe for them to do. So, like, for example, having a volunteer lift heavy books may not be appropriate because they're not ergonomically trained and they're maybe not fit for that particular task. But having them do a session on fly tying
yep.
could be perfect. So okay. it's really targeting and recruiting for those positions and opportunities that make sense.
Nothing about using the libraries more after hours potentially with no staff there.
Well, that's a whole municipal thing or a whole building owner thing. So, I mean, that's, you got to get the people who do the things first, right?
Right.
And so it starts that.
Yeah,
like starting that process,
okay.
right? Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I hope that's yeah, we don't preclude that, but it's just, it's a little more complicated than the individual.
Clyde, you want to make a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay, thank
okay.
you. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second it? That we launch the strategic operational plan. Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 You're falling behind. You're falling behind.
Okay, there we go.
Great.
Okay, and the next one is the draft annual operating
plan. No, you haven't all been done that.
I do.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Which one of these revised agendas will we use? We got three or four.
Yeah.
Regional office temporary staffing.
Oh, I got that one.
Okay,
you got
you're
that
all
one?
Yeah.
Lane?
Yeah.
Wait. No, I have.
Yeah.
But do we have the
new agenda?
No, the proposal.
The proposal.
Hang on, Ben. You're probably the only one without it. Claude actually did get a package mailed. Claude, you got some stuff in the mail from us, did you not?
Yes, but I left it at my office.
Well, that's okay, but she got it.
You get that out of here, oh, but that's the day I don't.
Yeah.
Internet. Face or not?
I don't know.
What's that?
There you go. Okay. And I actually, in the interest of clarity, I sent it to both of them.
Yeah. And you make it work.
Yeah, it did.
In a way.
Yeah. And there is a job description, which I'm struggling to find. Okay. So, Blaine, we do have a job description. We could go in camera to discuss this for Blaine and Claude very, very briefly.
Yes,
that would be, yeah, very briefly, or not. With
fine.
The two projects that we have, we need additional.
Already asked if we had the money, so we might as well talk
yeah,
about it.
Yeah.
Keep it on.
Yep, that makes
sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So the proposal is to hire somebody to have them like a temporary staff member to fill in.
Yeah, back out, do the additional work of the St. Peter's move and the White Cogma setup, and provide a backup for operations if you know we can't afford to have anyone off with this level of
so
busyness.
3 days a week.
Yep. 3 days a week. If we did have a staff member go off, potentially more, because
sure.
we would have a savings for the salary.
Okay. Anybody have any questions about this? Hearing
nope.
none? Motion? Do you need a motion?
Yeah.
Okay. Turn.
Oh, I think it's my turn.
Okay.
I'll move.
Been duly moved. Is there a seconder?
Second.
Second it? It's for the temporary staffing proposal. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Draft and operating budget.
Did anyone have any questions about the budget?
No.
Okay, great. That was just an opportunity to discuss it.
Okay.
Okay, so we can
move
on.
L360 facility assessment contract.
Okay.
That's the one at the bottom of the color.
No, I didn't see a copy of it because
oh.
you'd had it previously.
Oh,
wait,
it's probably out my car.
Yeah.
Your
it's,
office.
It's, you
yeah,
had this
yeah,
previously.
Yeah.
What I would like is to move ahead with the assessment of the building by L360 to provide us with more information about our situation with the building. And just look at the cost. 1 second. And this would come out of our operational budget under our facilities line. Sorry, our new accounting clerk here sent me the cost. Okay, so with our tax rebate taken into account, the expense would be $6,598, and this would be a construction-oriented full assessment of the building, and they would prioritize what you must do first to maintain the integrity of the building.
Much like a condo has to keep a cop, but has to be playing all
the
time.
The reason I'd like to proceed with this is that I have not seen any sign that we have anywhere to move to or to rent.
Right.
So we may not have that as a feasible scenario.
Would this money not come out of the $250,000?
No, we cannot use that $250,000 for the consulting aspect. The government did want us to put approximately $50,000 that was in the original letter for the project, and we're up to about $29,000 on that $50,000.
Okay.
So it's reasonable to kind of do. I am still trying to work on getting the free fire code assessment.
Yes.
Really hate to pay for something we could get free.
Great. Okay. So this would be a one shot?
One shot, starting the business relationship, see what we get from them before, because these guys could do project management. Okay, that reminded me of a really important point. The province did advise that we should try for a grant from the Library Development Fund for project management costs.
Okay, so once this is developed...
Yeah, then we would have more ammunition for, listen, we've got,
we've got a good plan here.
And let's get the project management if possible, because we do need those project management costs covered somewhere.
Okay, so you'd like a motion to sign the contract?
Yes.
For $6,000 some?
Our cost will be $6,598 after tax rebate.
So anybody willing to make a motion?
I'd make the motion.
Thank you, Tony. It's been duly moved. Is there a seconder for the contract for the facility condition assessment proposal?
Your turn, Claude.
My turn?
Yep.
You have to second.
Yeah, I'll second.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Okay, it's been duly noted. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carried. Thank you.
Okay. Sale
of the old man.
Yeah. I'd love to keep it as a backup. We can't really afford to insure and operate it, so we should sell it before it completely dies.
Yep. 300-some thousand clicks. Man, that thing has earned its keep.
It has, and in fact, Joey, our driver, gets offers about buying it all the time.
So now we can.
Yeah.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to sell the van.
The old van.
The old van. So moved. Like moved. Second it.
Second it. Now second it.
No, you moved it.
You moved it, Pod.
Yeah.
We got you down as the mover.
See how important you are to the
meeting? Oh, sorry.
Second for the motion. Yes. James.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Library reports. None.
Let's not right now. I did do a CEO report.
Can I just ask a question, though?
Yeah.
Michelle?
Yes.
In terms of the frequency of the library closure in Port Hawkesbury, we get emails all quite regularly, and that's the issue has to be staffing, is it?
Often. Now as we get into the summer,
it's heat.
It's more, exactly, it's more of the heat into it.
It's terrible.
It's usually due to staffing. Yeah. And it's because, we do have two staff members in Port Hawkesbury, but one of our staff members has a job elsewhere, and their schedule is set quarterly, so whenever they're not with us, they are working elsewhere, so they're not able to fill in as often as they used to.
Yeah, we should be cautious about discussing this too extensively, as it's not, they're legally entitled to do that, obviously. The reality is Port Hawkesbury needs two staff working all the time. It is the busiest, toughest situation we have. You would say that's fair, Amanda.
And looking just at the stats, far and beyond in terms of gate count, circulation, all that.
And if we got money from the province in the funding formula, I would strongly advise that Service Center have an increase in staffing no matter what.
Staff find it very difficult to keep up with the demand of processing the materials, and then if there's children there that need attention and then someone else at the desk, it is very difficult for one person to do.
Yeah, they get 18 bins of books easy.
Twice a week.
Yeah.
It's getting, and I'll say as a library user myself, I am there on Saturdays in the non-summer months, and it is so busy there with nice young families and everything, and it's impossible for staff to keep up, so I end up kind of trying to help. So
Yes.
It's a busy branch.
Yeah.
I just wanted to raise it because
yeah.
it is a concern because I know I keep hearing it's the busiest and stuff and the amount of volume and stuff and books. And anyhow, we have two staff and you're describing the situation. Certainly appreciate the challenge there.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is a real service concern. And the other thing is with Same Page, it's seen a real exponential growth in business and volume of materials shipping in. Like, we have to go twice to Port Hawkesbury, whereas everywhere else we're going once.
So this is a learning thing for me, I'm sorry. So do each individual library receive these baskets?
They're like...
So moved.
And we'll be doing the AGM, so don't go anywhere.
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
Who was the first and second
motion? I moved.
That's all. Just say moved. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to start the.
You don't need a motion for that.
Yeah.
And you don't need a motion to accept the previous minutes if there's no corrections or additions.
Mm-hmm.
You
can just drop through.
You can just
boot right through.
Yeah. Poor Claude's worn out.
No. Okay.
So this is where you skim that 30 seconds off of me.
So we're right on time. 18:02 starting the next meeting.
Yeah.
This is the AGM.
AGM.
That says very good word.
I'd have to find it first. Okay. Oh, sorry. It says regular board meeting and then annual general meeting. Okay. So there you go.
Okay, we'll open it up and forego the land announcement. The approval of the agenda, gentlemen? So moved?
Moved.
Seconded?
Seconded.
Moved and seconded that the agenda of the annual general meeting be approved. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Minutes of that last year, June 13th. Boy, we're getting later every year, see?
Yeah, we are.
That Durham Chess on, is he still there?
No.
So any errors or omissions of the minutes?
So, just in terms of the election of officers for the minutes there?
I'm going to suggest they be postponed,
No, I thought last year Ron had appointed treasurer.
He did.
Yeah. Is that wrong?
It says Claude accepted the nomination for treasurer.
We re-elected in January after the municipal election.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other questions about the minutes from last year? You can't do anything if you weren't here.
But I can vote.
So... Is there a mover to accept the minutes from last year? Claude, would you like to move the minutes of last year?
What?
Would you like to move the minutes of last year?
I'll move them.
Thank you. Blaine?
Second.
So we move the second that the minutes of the June 13th AGM be accepted as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. This is the rising for the minutes. Didn't see any. Caught my eye. Audited financial statements. Now, we're just going to pass what we just heard.
Yeah, you approve them. Yeah.
I'll move.
Okay, so I'll move. And I guess maybe Claude didn't hear them.
We're just moving to approve the audited statements, Claude.
The motion is to accept the audit.
I will.
Okay, thank you. Moved and seconded that the audit statements be accepted as presented tonight. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Annual operating budget that was presented, that we didn't ask any questions on at the last meeting, which was 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Are we good?
Yeah.
You're okay with it?
Yep, yeah.
Everybody over there?
Yep.
Financial person?
Oh, you too. You okay with it?
Okay. There a motion to accept the annual operating budget.
I make a motion.
Lane moves.
Second.
Seconded that the annual operating budget be accepted as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Election of officers.
Did you want to delay that till September? Or?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, I would move that we table this until we have some actual people to fill the positions.
Okay.
Present.
Yeah, and I agree with it, but is it something that's supposed to be done at the AGM? Well, normally, I guess it is supposed to be done.
But normally, we wouldn't have had to elect in January either. So
right. Yeah.
It's kind of an odd year.
Sure.
It's an odd meeting.
Yes, it is. I'm sure.
Okay. Motion to adjourn, Claude.
What?
Motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. We'll see you next time.